To come to gather around your word, Father, and most particularly when it comes to family. Pray that you be with our dad as he presents his lesson, Father, to speak through him, and anything that he says is through your word, Father, and be able to understand it and apply it to our lives. We pray all these things through your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Oh, good evening,
my lovely viewers. Once again, your brother Paul and Sister Felicia are here with you to continue our lesson, which we started about 4 weeks ago. We're going to continue this lesson as some of you have been following us, and the topic for this lesson is the home as God designed. The home as God designed. And this is part number 4. I think in the part 1, we talked about the home as God designed. We gave you the introduction. We talked about the challenges facing a lot of families today. Challenges as with our children, their husbands and wives, and so many problems that we find in our homes. And then part two, we discuss about communication. Understand? So we said the home as God designed. If we can communicate well, that also help. And we talk about communication problems that we face these days. And then last 2 weeks, we discuss about home as God designed. If we have an ideal wife and ideal mother, how will the home be? So if this is the first time you are joining us, you can look for the part 1, 2, and 3 and follow us so that these lessons will make meaning to you. Tonight, what we are going to discuss is the home as God designed. And this part, which is the part 4, is titled, A Home Will Be a Better Place to Be or to Live if We Have an Ideal Husband and Ideal Father. So that is what we are going to discuss tonight. What we are going to discuss tonight. The home will be a better place to be if there's an ideal husband, an ideal father. You see, the responsibilities placed on the fathers and the husbands in the home are many compared to that of the woman. But most men fail to honor these responsibilities. So you see that we have so many challenges in our homes because the men don't do their work as God has, you know, given them. One of the biggest challenges for them is the role of the headship in the home. As a husband, Scripture says, I am the head of my wife. As a father, Scripture says, I am the head of the house. So, being a husband and being also a father, you have a great task to play in your home. But as I said, most of the time, we fail to honor these responsibilities. And that is why we're facing so many problems. You see, being a herd is God-given responsibility since the first man that was, you know, created in the Garden of Eden. If you read Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, God said to the woman, from now on, the husband will rule over you in all your life. So this kind of responsibility given to the man in the Garden of Eden have been there since that time up to this time. Even people who call themselves atheists, they don't believe in the Bible. You can still see that this kind of role that God gave to the man still apply in their homes. Even though they don't believe in God, you see the men at the head of the house. You see, the home will fail if husbands or fathers fail to play their roles as heads of the family. The home will fail. Now, for the home to function as God designed, there must be something that we shouldn't overlook. And the first thing that we are going to talk about is love. Why love plays this important role in our homes? Husbands and fathers must love their wives and their children. A home where that love is lacking has a problem, especially on the man's side. We should love our wives and our children. The scripture says, loving your wife means you're loving your own body. You understand? And I want my wife to read this scripture. As we know, God's, you know, commands we the men to do in the house. So we read from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 28. What does the scripture say, if you can read for us?
In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself.
Okay, so the scripture says, in the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own body. And he who loves his wife loves his own body, or loves himself. So the question is, why loving your wife is the same as loving your own body? Now you can better understand this if you go to Genesis, where man was created. I mean, man was created first before the woman. How did God do it? Now, the scripture says when man was created, there was no woman attached to. And God allowed the man to sleep, put the man in deep sleep, and remove one of his ribs, and made a woman, and brought her to the man. You understand? So when the man saw the woman, he saw that this is from my body. And that is why the scripture says, if you're loving your wife, it means you are loving your own body because your wife is from you. Simple. So it is important that in the house, this love has to be displayed there. The man should love the wife as well as the children. So that's the first point. As men, if we want our house to be like the home that God designed, then we must love our wives and our children. Point number two is husbands and fathers are to show honor to their wives. Now, we have to show honor to our wives. Sometimes our culture, our tradition, and some religion do not allow this to happen. And if we are to show honor to our wives, it means that we should show great respect to the managers of the house. I am the head of the house, but my wife is the manager of the house because she manages everything in the house here. You understand? And the scripture says, I should show honor to my wife. And this is a command from God to you, the man. But I know my culture, where I come from, is always the wife to show honor to the man, but not the other way around. But in the scripture, it goes the same way, this both ways. God wants the woman to honor the man and also the man to honor the woman. But because we have talked about the women last 2 weeks, we are now talking about the men just now. That God wants the men to honor their wives. You see, but what we see, as I said, in most cases, is only the women who are told to honor and show respect to, you know, their husbands, especially some of the cultures that we come from. We are always seeing the women are told, you have to respect your husband. You have to respect your husband, but not the other way around. But as last 2 weeks we discussed, the best way to play this is to accept, you know, gender equality in your house. If you don't accept that gender equality, you have a problem, because it's always the woman that's a weaker vessel in your house, especially those people who front on gender equalities. But if you want your home to be an ideal home that God desires, it is important you see your wife as equal partner with you. So this goes to the man. Now, the scripture, according to the Bible principle, both the parties are to show honor to one another. Now, could you read 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, please, so that we will know what's instruction given to the man as far as their wives, you know, and the family is concerned. Okay.
Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way.
Okay. So the first thing he's saying is that, husbands, you live with your wives in understanding way. In an understanding way. Which means you and your wife have to understand each other.
Showing honor to the woman as a weaker vessel.
Showing honor to the woman as a weaker vessel.
Since they are heirs with you of the grace of life.
Since your wife is a heir with you of the grace of life.
so that your prayers may not be hindered.
So that your prayers may not be hindered. Do you understand that? The first one is, husbands, love your, live with your wives in an understanding way. So if we want the home to be peaceful, we want the home to be like the home that God designed, the scripture says, I have to understand my wife. My wife has to understand me. That means there should be an agreement between both of us. Now, if you go back to the Old Testament, Amos the prophet says, if you read Amos chapter 3 verse 3, the prophet says, can two walk together without agreeing in one direction? You understand? Can we walk together without agreeing to each other? Amos said that cannot be possible. For instance, if we are in the house or the home without children, and we the parents, we don't agree, what do you think our children, you know, going to, whether going to the woman's side or whether going to the man's side? And sometimes we bring confusion to the kids because they don't know what to do. Especially if you have a home where religion is divided. The woman is a Pentecostal and a man is a Presbyterian. The children, who are they? Are they going to be nurtured in a Pentecostal way or in a Presbyterian way? And wherever there's a battle, religious battle there, the children suffer because they don't know which way to go. The Bible says, husbands, you should live with your wives in an understanding way. You understand? And it's saying that showing honor to the woman as a weaker vessel. We need to show honor. What's the honor? Show respect to them. So it's not the only the woman that has to show respect to the man, but the man, the scripture says, you should also show honor to your woman and show her honor as a weaker vessel. What does that mean? Bible understand that a man and a woman, the woman is a weaker vessel because the way we were created, the physical appearance of the man and the woman, there are differences. I mean, I'm talking about how strong the man is. It's not the same as a woman. And the God who created both of us know this. And that is why he's saying that, know that the woman is the weaker vessel. Show respect to the woman. But one thing that the scripture here said, which, you know, kind of give me that kind of fright, is that he said that, so that your prayer will not be hindered. So if you're a Christian and you don't respect your wife, don't show honor to your wife, there's always battle between you and your wife. The scripture says if you are not careful, your prayer will be hindered because of the way you treat your wife. You understand? So in this way, I'm not saying because of this, the women should also do whatever they want. Now, it goes on both sides. The women should show respect to their husbands. So the husband, we should show respect and honor to our wife too. Because they are heirs with us in the grace of life. If we want to go to heaven, sometimes our wives are helping us so that I help my wife help me, both, then we inherit the kingdom. And that is how we should understand one another. You understand? Point number two is that appreciate your wife's body and all the services she provides for you. If you are a man, the Bible says, appreciate your wife's body. Let your wife's body be sufficient for you. You understand? And that is what the scripture says. It's not me saying it. And we're going to read the scripture. You understand it. That God wants the men to appreciate their wives. I mean, if you look at, you know, the women and the men, it's always, when we're talking about people who can go outside their marriage, most of the time, the men can go outside their marriage, okay, and cause some kind of, adultery, You understand? If you compare to the woman, always we see most men can go outside their marriage and commit adultery than the women. Why? It's because of our culture. Because some of the cultures allow polygamy. So if the man leave the wife and go for another woman, to him, he has not committed any sin. But let the woman do the same thing. There's a problem. You understand? But in Christianity, both the man and the woman, none of you has power to go outside the marriage. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4, honor your marriage bed, goes both for the man and the woman. So you have no right to go there. Now let's go quickly into the book of Proverbs and then listen to what the scripture is telling the men. And I want my wife to read this. So if you can read it for me, mommy. Okay?
Drink water from
Proverbs chapter 5 verse 15 and 19. That is read verse 15 to 19. What is it saying? Okay?
Drink water from your own well.
Drink water from your own well. Here.
Well.
From your own well. Here is not ordinary water he's talking about. If you're a married person, you should understand this. Drink water from your own well. Uh-huh.
Share your love only with your wife.
And share your love only with your wife.
Why spill the water of your spring?
Why spill the water of your spring on the streets?
Having sex with just
by anyone? Having sex with just anyone. That's what the scripture is asking you. Man, why do you do that? Why go outside your wife? Why, you know, spilling water of your spring in the streets? By having sex with just anyone. Okay?
Let your wife be... Sorry. You should reserve it for yourself.
You should reserve it for yourself. Instead of going outside and sharing with strangers, the scripture tells the man that reserve this for yourselves. Okay?
Never share it with strangers.
Never share it with strangers. Men who sleep outside their marriage. The scripture says, never share it with strangers. It's for you and your wife.
Let your wife be a fountain of blessings.
Your wife be a fountain of blessings for you.
Rejoice in the wife of your youth.
Rejoice in the wife of your youth. So it doesn't matter how old your marriage has been. You may be 50 years, you may be 60 years, 45 years. The Bible says you should rejoice in the wife of your youth. The time that you took your wife, probably that time she was in maybe the late teens or early 20s. Or maybe less than 30, and you can see this fresh, beautiful lady, and now you are getting to 60. So you look at your wife, and you turn back to the young girls. You think, oh, you've made a mistake. You have not made any mistake. The scripture says, rejoice in the wife that you took her when she was youth. Now she is no more youth. But the scripture says, rejoice in her. Sometimes, just get the picture that you saw when your wife was a youth. You understand? Though she is now advanced in age, but you still love her. That's what the scripture is saying.
She is a loving deer.
Your wife is a loving deer.
A graceful doe.
A graceful doe.
Let her breast satisfy you
always. Let your wife's breast satisfy you always.
May you always
be. Don't turn away and look at these young generation that are coming. Today, most of the women, they are artificial going around. They are not, What's the opposite of artificial? They're not natural. Thank you. They are not natural. Why? You see other people, you know, going for surgery and pumping their breasts and then, you know, showing to men. And today, even after bottles, people go and buy bottles. What's going on in this world? All your celebrities you have in this world today, that is what they do. Oh, and today, anything that you, to the extent that people can, you know, do surgery and change their lives. And is this what is attracting you? You have to love your wife. May you have to love your wife. Uh-huh.
May you always be captivated by her love.
May you always be captivated by her love. Let your wife's love imprison you. Don't go anywhere. That is what the scripture is saying. Man, that is what. So if you want your home to be peaceful and tranquil, it is important that you love your wife and you love your wife's body. Don't look anywhere. The scripture says, why sharing with strangers? Reserve it for your wife. Now, point number four is the men should not allow some kind of cultures and traditions or religious beliefs which disrespects the women and also make them inferior or slaves in their own homes. Some cultures belittle women. They make the women inferior. In their own homes, they don't have mouth to speak because for them, women are not allowed to even bring the ideas. It's very wrong. It's very wrong. Now, we have a culture like the Jewish culture. Now, if you go back to the Old Testament, you see that if a woman, excuse me to say, is even in her period, she is regarded as impure. That means within the 7 days that it stays in their period, she is an impure. Nobody should touch the woman. Even the chair that the woman will sit on, that chair will also become impure. If you sit on it, you need to do some rituals to purify yourselves. Even when the woman has finished her period, she has to undergo certain kind of rituals to purify herself. And this is all kind of something that, you know, go against women in the Jewish culture. Sometimes people look at those things in the Bible and they think it's also for us and they treat women like that. No. We are Christians. We are not Jews. So we should know that, you know, when a woman is in her period, it's part of her chemistry. That is how God made her. But we have some culture, even where I come from, that is my culture. Women are, you know, regarded as something when they get into the period. Some people will not even, some husbands will not even allow them in their homes. And those husbands are those who believe in polygamy. So if you are in your period, you go away, let somebody else come in. And these people, they don't respect women. But if you do respect a woman, as Bible says, you have to honor her, and you have to respect her. You wouldn't think that you have to drag her somewhere and bring another one in because she is a period. This is the kind of culture we are talking about, the kind of religion we are talking about. Now, to enjoy the home as God designed, both the husband and the wife should have equal rights in decision making. It's important that you see each other as partners in decision making in the house. One thing both can have your say is your finances. The best way to solve the problem is to have some kind of joint accounts, it helps. Because this will kill every suspicion and cheating. Sometimes you have separate accounts. In some cultures, like where I come from, when you get married, the family will tell the wife that if you have, you get something from the marriage, you bring it home. But if you
if you are in debt
or you have, yeah, that kind of in debt or monetary problem, you know, you push it to your husband. So many people go into marriage and they have this kind of ideas in their heads. So when they have trouble, it's for their husband. But when they get something in the marriage, then they have to, you know, take it. That shouldn't be the case. You have to have equal rights in the way you decide in your finances. And for me, the best way to go about it is to have joint account. That will kill suspicion. In that case, the woman will not say that that my husband is sharing his money with somebody, and the husband will not say that I don't think the chop money or whatever money I give you, you spend it all. I think you are dashing one out because you have the same account. So the man knows what is in, the woman knows what is in. And I think that will help. And also one thing you should have equal rights in decision making is your child care. You shouldn't leave all the care for the mother alone. I know some cultures say that, oh, the care is for the mothers, and if you are a father, and somebody will also refer you. Have you seen the cock? You know, the chick following the cock. Is always following the hen, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you want an ideal home, you should share the responsibility of the child care together. It's not because the woman nurses the baby or breastfeeds the baby, so it should always be the responsibility. Sometimes the man, you have to change the diapers of the children if your woman, the woman is cooking. You don't expect your woman to leave the cooking and come and change diapers because you say in your culture or something like that is a woman's job. No, the woman is not your slave. Sometimes your culture and your religion does not allow this. But I tell you, if you go by the way as we are, you know, discussing now, you will have free. Your wife will not be stressful because you think about this. Your wife is cooking knowing that my child needs diaper change, and that is why the child is crying. Should she leave the cooking and go and change the diapers while the man is sitting there watching television? But it's not acceptable in some cultures. And when this comes, always there is pressure on the woman. So men, the Bible says we should respect our wives. And this, go for it. Let's share the burden of the child care together and help them. And the third point is we have to do joint investment if there's investment to do. We shouldn't have separate investment where there will be some suspicions and all about. There are some people in this country, they have, you know, come to this country from greener pastures, both the man and the woman. The man is doing something outside or something in the country or where he come from, and the woman know nothing about it. And sometimes the woman is also doing something, the man know nothing about it. But they say they are together. They say the Bible make us one. How possible this can be? If you are doing some investment individually and no one knows what each one is doing, you can do joint investment, and this will also kill suspicion. And then the fourth one is supporting each other in household chores. And as I said, the responsibility placed on the man is so huge in a marriage that sometimes, because of our culture and some of our religious beliefs, we shun away from these responsibilities and push everything on the women, which is not right. Which is not right. If you want the home as God desires, we should take away all this kind of cultural pride and religious pride and fall down to the level God wants, so that you and your wife will see yourselves as partners, sharing things together, sharing the care of the child, doing finances together, doing everything, and then you see the beauty of marriage. It's important you help your wife in the house. And the fifth point is that as fathers and husbands, we are to ensure discipline in our house. Many undisciplined children in our streets and also in our homes are due to the failures of the fathers to take up these responsibilities. Sometimes they leave this to their wives, and that is not right. For the child, discipline is for both man and the woman. You see, most women will not say anything. You wait till your father comes. You see what he's doing to you, you will do to you. And when it becomes like that, there's always fear. Okay? Because of the father. And when children grow up fearing their father, they always have comfort with their mother. It's a problem. So we shouldn't be leaving everything to either the mother or the father. But if you look at it closely, you can see that the man who is the head of the family, it is his responsibility to instill discipline in the house. What did the scripture say? In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24. Proverbs 13, 24.
Those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children. And those who love their children care enough to discipline them.
If you love your child, you care enough to discipline them. But he said those who spare their rod of discipline, they hate their children. But does it mean you should use cane, belt to beat them? Now what you have to understand is there's a study showing that many physical abused children become aggressive when they become old, or they have some kind of behavioral problems. So when we say discipline, it does not mean punishment. Discipline does not mean punishment. And do not spare the rod is just a figure of speech. It's not necessary. Go and take a belt, go and take a rod and carry your child. What does the Bible say when you are disciplining your child? And let's read this and conclude our lesson this evening. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4. Read that for our last quotation.
Fathers, do not provoke your children
Fathers, don't provoke your children to anger by the way you do what?
Treat
them. Do you understand, fathers?
Bring them up with discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord.
And instructions that comes from the Lord. So this is where we're going to end today about the fathers. There are lots we can talk about fathers in the home, what they should do. But because of time, we will leave you only with this. You have to love your wife and your children. You have to, you know, ensure that your children, your wife's body becomes sufficient for you. You have to honor your wife. You have to discipline. Make sure discipline is in your house. Your children especially. And also have to ensure that you and your wife, you do things in common. Your decisions, as how you care for your children, as how you do investment together. These are all the things, if you understand the way we are teaching, will help to bring you home as the one that designed. God bless you that you always find time to follow us. We want you to share this to as many as you can, especially to couples. You understand? So that we can, because there are so many broken homes today. So many children are going without discipline. They are on our streets, they are on our homes. We cannot control them. But probably this one will help us. God bless you.